الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فإن شاء الله نستمر. We continue from where we left off last week regarding the sharh of al-waraqat, and that is after mentioning the affair of al-amr, at the command, talking about its whether the amr is fawriya, whether it's supposed to be done immediately, and whether the obligation connected to the command is continuous, and so forth. Now we continue with the matan of al-waraqat, حيث قال الجويني رحمه الله وغفر الله له. نعم. متى يخرج المأمور عن أهدة الواجب؟ متى يخرج المأمور عن أهدة الواجب؟ قال: إذا كلف الشارع بشيء أصبح المكلف مسؤولا عنه ومكلفا بتنفيذه وأدائه، ولا يخرج عن هذه المسؤولية والتبعية الملقاة على عاتقه إلا بأداء ما كلف به على وجه المأمور به. مثال ذلك: إذا أمرنا بأداء الصلاة أصبحنا مسؤولين عنها، ويجب علينا أداؤها، ونتحمل مسؤولية إهمالها والتفريط فيها، ولن نخرج عن هذه المسؤولية إلا إذا أديناها على وجه الذي أمرنا الشارع بأدائها عليه، مستوفية لأركانها وواجباتها وشروطها إلى آخر كلامه. Now, he says, Rahimullah, with the heading that when is the obligation and the command, the person free from this obligation? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the abd with an action, a command, al-ma'mur, an action, when is the obligation lifted from this individual? When is it lifted? متى يخرج المأمور عن أهدة الواجب? When is it lifted from this obligation? Has been lifted from this individual who has been commanded. And he mentions that if the Shari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وقيل كذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, if Allah has commanded us with something, and we are now responsible, and it's upon us to fulfill this command, this responsibility is not lifted from us, and it's not lifted from our shoulders until it has been fulfilled and acted upon now. And he said the example of this is that when we've been commanded to fulfill and do the salah, we are now responsible for that until we have fulfilled that command of aqimu salah. Naam, it's still upon us, still upon our shoulders to fulfill that command. And that includes arkaniha wa wajibatiha wa shurutiha. That also includes the pillars of that ibadah, like salah, the obligations of that ibadah, for salah, and the conditions of valid conditions of that salah, which makes it valid. This is upon us, inclusive with the general command of praying, until that prayer has been fulfilled and established. Regarding this, barakallahu fik, Ibn Uthaymeen, sarahatan, he mentions that what the mu'allif, he says, rahimahullah, is correct. And that is that when there is a command, that command is not lifted until that command has been compiled, yani complied, yani there's been an act, the action has been fulfilled. Now, but he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, an important point, he says that rather this issue is not one that requires a lot of discussion. It's not one that requires a lot of discussion, or one that requires a lot of safahat, a lot of pages, in order to establish it. Because this is well known, that when a command is, there is a command, that the individual is upon him to fulfill that command until he has done so. It's upon him until he has done so. So he says that rather this is not something which in the bab of usul al-fiqh, one needs to write safahat. He says that in al-khawd fi hadha al-lagu fi al-waqi, yani it's wasteful speech to to digress too much into this issue. Insan idha ata bil ibada ala wajhi alladhi umira bihi faqad abraha dhimmatahu. The individual, he does an ibadah in the form, in the way that is supposed to be done, and is mentioned with the conditions and so forth, then he has fulfilled that which is upon him. He has fulfilled that which is upon him. And Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun. Whoever does an action that is not from our affair, it is rejected. Kalimatani faqat wala hajata and yakun yani fi sutur. This is kalimatan. We just need two forms of speech to establish this affair. There's no need to write many pages. So there is an issue that Jawaini mentions here in Waraqat, and there's a ta'qib, a critique from Sheikh al-Islam, al-Imam Muhammad ibn Taymin, rahimahullah ta'ala. And then the Jawaini, rahimahullah, he mentions, مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ. مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ بِهِ or wajibu illa bihi fahuwa wajibun. And he mentions a principle from usul, and it's also a principle connected to the qawaid of fiqh as well. This is this usul, this principle, and that is that which is required to fulfill an obligation is in itself obligatory. That thing that is required to fulfill an obligation is in itself obligatory. Now, and Jawaini mentions, rahimullah, an example of this, where he says, فَإِذَا أَمَرْنِي بِالصَّلَاةِ كَانَ هَذَا أَمْرٌ مُوجِبًا عَلَيَّ فِعْلَ شَيْئَيْنِ فِعْلَ الصَّلَاةِ نَفْسِهَا وَفِعْلَ مَا تَتَوَقَّفُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ كَالطَّهَارَةِ وَمَا مَاثَلَهَا فَكَانَ فِعْلُ الطَّهَارَةِ وَاجِبًا لِأَنَّهَا يَتَوَقَّفُ عَلَيْهَا فِعْلُ الْوَاجِبِ الْمَأْمُورُ بِهِ وَهُوَ الصَّلَاةُ. He said that, for example, the salah, the prayer, when one has been commanded to pray, they have to fulfill two things. The first is the actual salah, performing the prayer, that is obligatory upon them following that command of establishing the prayer. And secondly, fi'lu ma tatawaqqafu alayhi as-salah. And that is that action which the prayer rests, or that action the prayer rests upon, in order for the prayer to be valid and for that obligation to be fulfilled. In order for praying, the obligation of praying to be fulfilled, that thing is required. And that thing that is required is the tahara, and that is purification. And that purification is obligatory. Why? مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ نَعَمْ. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he holds that the opinion that learning Arabic is obligatory. That's the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. He holds that learning Arabic is wajibah, wajibun ala ala Muslim. Why? Because there is no, he says rahimullah, that there is no possibility for an individual to fully understand that which is obligatory upon them from the huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the huquq of the adamiyin, the rights of Allah and the rights of the creation. There's no way that that can be done except by the knowledge of the sharia, except by the knowledge of the legislation. And the knowledge of the legislation cannot be fully obtained except via Arabic. So he is of the opinion of this, that Arabic is in itself obligatory based upon this qaida, based upon this usul, and that is مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ نَعَمْ. That which, something that is obligatory, that thing that something is obligatory requires in order for that obligatory act to be fulfilled is in itself obligatory. So therefore, in order to fulfill the obligation of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to that which he has commanded us, it rests upon learning Arabic. So Shaykh al-Islam is of the opinion that Arabic is therefore obligatory. That's his opinion, that's khilaf. I've just mentioned it as an example of this principle. Now, and regarding this, maybe you can mention, barakallahu fikum, a couple of extra benefits that we can take from, barakallahu fikum, Sheikh Al-Allama Shinqiti, rahimullah ta'ala, from his Mudhakkara. His Mudhakkara is an important book that he offered in the ilm of usul al-fiqh. And this is regarding this qaida, مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبْ إِلَّا بِهِ. مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبْ إِلَّا بِهِ. He says, this qaida, that which, that thing that is not completed except with something else, and the obligation is not fulfilled except with something else, that something else is in itself obligatory. He said, وَهُوَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعٍ. That it is of three categories. It is of three categories. الأول ما كان في قدرة المكلف. And that is that which one has the ability to perform. That obligatory act that one has the ability to perform. ومأمور بتحصيله. And he's been commanded to do that. And that is كالطهارة. And this is like ablution. فإن الطهارة في قدرة المكلف. Because purification is that thing which the one that has been commanded to pray, for example, purification is something that which he can do. وَهُوَ مَعْمُورٌ بِفِعْلِهَا. So he is therefore commanded with his action. لِأَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ لَا تَصِحُّ إِلَّا بِهَا. Because the prayer will not be valid except with tahara. So therefore it is obligatory to do tahara. مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبُ. That's this one here. مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبْ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبْ. النَّوْءُ الثَّانِي, the third, second, مَا كَانَ فِي قُدْرَةِ الْمُكَلَّفِ وَغَيْرُ مَأْمُورٍ بِتَحْصِيلِهِ. And that is that which is according to the ability of the mukallaf, but he hasn't been commanded with obtaining that ability. So for example, the first one was tahara, is something which the individual can get. Yani this is an obligation and is a command to do wudu. It's a command to do wudu and to have this purification. So therefore it's an affair which they've been commanded to obtain, and that is purification. But as for the second category, it's an affair where they haven't been commanded to obtain, But it becomes obligatory if they have it. It's an affair that they have not been commanded to obtain, but it becomes obligatory for them if they have it. And that is al-istita'a lil-hajj. And that is having the ability to do hajj. Having the wealth to do hajj. Having the ability health-wise to do hajj. It is, barakallahu fikum, when the individual has it, it's from his qudra. So he does it, now it's obligatory because he has the ability. He has the fursa. He has the chance. He has the means to do hajj. Now, walakin ghayru ma'mur bi tahsilihi. But he has not been commanded to obtain this ability. For example, somebody is ill, they're sick. They're not sinning for not having the ability to, barakallahu fikum, to do hajj. But if they have the ability, now this, barakallahu fikum, becomes obligatory for them to perform the hajj now. وَهَذِي خَائِدَةُ تُسَمَّى مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوُجُوبِ إِلَّا بِهِ فَلَيْسَ وَاجِبًا. And that is, this is one of those things where in order for an obligation to be fulfilled for this act, yani hajj for example, this thing has to be present. But if it's not present, then it's not obligatory. So in this example here, this hajj, from the conditions that makes the hajj obligatory, or the affairs that make hajj obligatory, is the qudra, is the istita'a, is the having the means and the ability, health-wise, financial, and ability to travel and so forth. Naam. For example, the sister who does not have a mahram, she doesn't have istita'a. The sister who may have wealth, she may have money to do hajj, and she has good health, alhamdulillah, but the sister does not have a mahram. She does not have a mahram to travel with. She does not fall. She doesn't have the istita'a. She doesn't have the means to travel. So therefore, it is not obligatory upon her. So ما لا يتم الوجوب إلا به فليس واجبا. ثالثاً, the third type of this principle here, ما ليس في قدرة المكلف كمان نعم ما ليس بقدرة المكلف, and that is the affair that is beyond the means of the mukallaf. And that is, فَهَذَا النَّوْ أَصْلًا لَيْسَ بِوَاجِبٍ. This is not obligatory upon the individual. They do not have the qudra. They do not have the, it's not the qudra of the mukallaf. It's beyond the ibad for them to do this. It's beyond their ability. It's something impossible that they can do. Naam. So therefore, it is in itself not wajib. And an example of this is the individual who has polygyny, married to more than one wife. It is not possible for the individual to control his feelings. So if he has more love for one wife than the other, for whatever reason it may be, maybe due to her good treatment, or maybe due to whatever other reasons, he does not have, it's not obligatory upon him to have this barakallahu fikum, this equal feeling for his wives. So it's not the qudra of the mukallaf. But as for that which is from his qudra, is that he feeds them equally, clothes them equally, houses them equally, spends time with them equally, the nights with them equally, na'am. So this is where he has a qudra. But as for how he feels for each of the wives and so forth, and the amount of sexual relations and jama'ah that he has with them, is something which he cannot control. It's something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed upon the qudra of the mukallif. Na'am. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah doesn't burden the soul with more than that which he can do, that which he has able to do a bear. So therefore, this is the third category. So مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبِ إِلَّا بِهِ has three categories. The first is مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوَاجِبِ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبِ. That is that which is required for an obligatory act to be fulfilled. It is obligatory, and that is with the qudra of the mukallaf, the ability of the one that's been commanded, and also that obligatory thing that is required is also being commanded, and that is tahara. And the second is the one that is connected to the qudra of the mukallaf, to the ability of the mukallaf. But in order to obtain this factor that makes it obligatory to do this act, he hasn't been commanded to obtain it. And that is the ability and the means. He's not been commanded to have the means to do Hajj. He's not been commanded to have the... A sister has not been commanded to have a mahram. This is istita'a, for example. So therefore it's مَا لَا يَتِمُّ الْوُجُوبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَلَيْسَ وَاجِبًا. And this comes under the qaida that which... barakallahu fikum, the obligatory act is fulfilled. It is not wajib to have that condition or that factor, and that in this affair is al-istita'a, and that is the ability or the means to do Hajj. And the final one is that which the person does not have the qudra to do in its origin, from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسَعَهَا. Now, after this, Rahimullah Juwayni, he mentions a second issue, and that is أَمَّا الْكُفَّارِ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَمُخَاطِبُونَ بِفُرُوعِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. He said, regarding the taklif, before that he mentions those who, barakallahu fikum, the obligation, the command applies to. And he says it's the uqala al-balighun min al-ins wa kadha al-jin. He says those who have sound intellect, the commands, the ma'murat and so forth, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, it applies to those who are al-uqala, those who have sound intellect. Number one, al-balighun, those who have reached the age of puberty, min al-ins wa kadha jinn, from mankind and likewise jinn. Now, وَلَا يَدْخُلُ فِي الْخِطَابِ التَّكْلِيفِ الصَّبِيِّ الْمَجْنُونِ وَالسَّاهِي. Now, and the one that does not fall under this taklif, this command and obligation and so forth, are the child who has not reached the age of puberty, and the majnoon, the one that is insane due to his lack of sound intellect, and also the one that is asleep, the one that is asleep during his time of being asleep, his intellect is not sound at that time, so therefore the obligation does not apply to him now. And then after that he mentions, rahimullah, أَمَّا الْكُفَّارِ, as for the kuffar, the disbelievers, فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَمُخَاطِبُونَ بِفُرُوعِ الشَّرِيعَةِ الَّتِي أَتَى بِهَا أَنْبِيَاؤُهُمْ كَمَا هُمْ مُكَلَّفُونَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ الَّذِي لَا تَصِحُّ الْفُرُوعُ إِلَّا بِهِ. وَدَلِيلُ ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And then he mentions that this is the affair of the disbelievers now, the kuffar, and that is that they are addressed when there is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are addressed regarding the branches of the legislation, that their prophet has come with, just as they have been addressed as it relates to al-Islam, and that Islam that where the branches are not valid except with it, yani except with Tawheed. This affair here, barakallahu fik, he mentions the proof, woe be to the polytheists, alladhina la yu'tuna zakat, those who do not give zakat. Woe be to those mushrikeens, those who not give zakat. So in here he says that they are mukhatabun. And he uses also the dalil, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, where the people of Jannah, may Allah make us be from them, will ask and address the people of hellfire, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what was the cause of you being in the fire? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. He said, we were not from the people who prayed. So the fact that prayer was mentioned, which is from the branches of the Sharia, the legislation, it shows that they have been addressed by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, telling them, commanding one to prayer. So it includes the kuffar and it includes the Muslim. This is the opinion of Juwayni, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Uthaymeen opposes this opinion somewhat. He says, "Adilla dalla ta'ala annahum la yukhatabun bi fi'liha," which is again a type of opposition, but really not in essence. And that is that he says, "Aladilla," that the proofs show that they are not addressed bi fi'liha hatta yuslimu. It shows that they are not being addressed to perform salah, the non-believers, and so forth, until they pray. لِقَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَدِيثِ مُعَاذِ. And the proof of this is from the hadith of Mu'adh رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, when he was sent to Yemen by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, أُدُوهُمْ إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ أو فِي رِوَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أو إِلَى شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِنْهُمْ أَطَعُوكَ فِي ذَلِكَ فَإِنْ أَجَابُوا فَإِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنْ أَجَابُوا فَإِلَى الزَّكَاةِ. And he mentions this in the riwayah, which is specifically in Kitab al-Zakat and Sahih Bukhari, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to Mu'adh, call them to Tawheed, call them to La ilaha illallah, fa'in ajabu fa'ila salah. And conditionally, if they accept that Tawheed, then call them to salah. So Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimullah, al-Allama, he says that here there is a condition, and that is that if they accept the Tawheed, and if they've entered Islam, therefore then the furoor, the branches such as salat, should be addressed to them, but not before. فَلَا يُخَاتَبُونَ بِهَا حَالَ كُفْرِهِمْ. They are not addressed in their state of disbelief. That's the statement of Shaykh Muthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. To be quite honest, this affair, I think, becomes clearer when we deal with the second issue here. And that is the most important issue. And that is the khilaf بين أهل العلم هل يعاقبون أم لا. Are they taken to account for not fulfilling the commands of salah? When Allah commanded salah, Allah commanded to do zakat, Allah commanded to do other ibadat, do the disbelievers who die upon disbelief and do not perform these prayers, are they taken to account? Are they taken to account? And he says, rahimullah, and this is the best opinion, that they are taken to account. And there's khilaf, some of the ulama say no, they're not taken to account because they're not addressed. And other than them, and from them is Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, and that opinion is, and other than him, rahimahullah, and that is that they're taken to account. And without a doubt, this is where that dalil, Allahu A'lam, that Juwayni rahimullah mentions here, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِينَ. What caused you to be in a hellfire? They say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِينَ, that we were not from those who prayed. So therefore, part of their punishment in the hellfire is that they didn't pray. So therefore, they are taking account for not praying. لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِينَ, we were not from those who prayed. Musallim, we were not from those who prayed. So this is a proof that they're taken to account. And this is the rajih, through this, because of this verse. But Ibn Uthaymeen says that they are not addressed, but because they're not addressed, the addressing of, or the command of praying is not for them, because their prayer would not be accepted if they prayed anyway without Islam. And likewise, لم يأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did not command anyone who embraced Islam أن يقضي ما فاته حال كفره. He صلى الله عليه وسلم has never commanded anyone who embraced Islam for them to make up those ibadat فرعية, those branch worships like salah and zakah and so forth, that they didn't do and perform when they were disbelievers. And this is an issue of ijma'. This is a consensus. There is no khilaf that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't do this. Which is why they said they're not addressed. But yeah, ikhwati al-kiram, are they taken into account? Yes. And that is because of their kufr. And that's because of their disbelief. And their disbelief and their rejection of a tawheed. And from the punishments of the rejection of the tawheed is that they are taken into account for those things that are connected to tawheed. For those things that are from the things that are connected to tawheed, like a salah and like other ibadat, they're taken into account for this. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّ نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّ نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And that is that they say we weren't from the prayers, people who prayed. We weren't from the musallin, the people who prayed. We weren't from those who gave the food, who gave fed the poor, yani zakat. Rather, we used to indulge in idol behavior and speech with those idol individuals, and we used to deny the hereafter. Subhanallah, this is qawi jiddan that they're taken to account. And that is a punishment of them for them not being upon tawheed. It shows the ahamiyat of tawheed. It shows the importance of la ilaha illallah, and that those affairs that are connected to la ilaha illallah, such as salah and so forth, that they are taken to account for this. Now, so this is the correct opinion, Allahu a'lam, and that is that the disbelievers are taken to account, even though they're not addressed, as if they were to pray in a state of disbelief, that prayer will not be accepted. That prayer will not be accepted because of the them not being upon Tawheed, not being upon Al-Islam. Now, and with that, inshallah ta'ala, is a general summary, and we've reached the half an hour mark for our session today. And that is that we mentioned the qaida principle, la ma la yatimmu al-wajib illa bihi fa huwa wajib, that which is not that act which is required to fulfill an obligatory act is in itself obligatory, mentioning three parts of this regarding to the qudra, regarding the ability of the mukallaf, of the one that has been commanded. And then we also mentioned the affair of those who have been addressed by the commands that we find in the Quran and we find in the Sunnah, and that is the baligh, the one that is the one that is aqil, the one that has sound intellect, and the one that is awake, and al balighun, and those who have reached puberty from man and from the jinn. And likewise, we mentioned that the kuffar, even though they're not being addressed directly, meaning that they're not told that if they prayed, for example, in the state of kufr, it's not accepted, but yet they still will be taken to account for not fulfilling a tawheed initially, and therefore that which is built upon after that tawheed builds after that from salah and from other ibadat, they're taken to account for that as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to die upon al-Islam wa sunnah wa tawheed wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi wa bil alameen. Hayakumullah.